Are you, or have you been very involved with the synagogue then? Since you mentioned occasionally you get involved with projects. Are there any of those that you could talk about?
The most recent one with the synagogue was the rabbi was living in a house that wasn't really fit for purpose, and I was involved in showing the synagogue council it was uneconomic to actually work on his existing house, and they still wouldn't end up with a house that was right for the purpose, particularly for this rabbi who entertains, is young and has got, then had three children but has now got four and another one on the way, and they wouldn't have got them all in there. So, and it ended up with him, with the synagogue getting a bigger house. So I was involved, you know, in that way. I've done various other sort of project within the community. Are you aware of Hillel House?
Yes.
I got involved with Hillel House with the late Gerald Rapport. Unfortunately, he died recently, but a wonderful, wonderful man. And they had a house for about eight students. I won't say exactly where, but it wasn't a savoury part of Cardiff, particularly then. It's better now, but and we decided that it would be, and also the house really was difficult to manage pair-wise, so I suggested that we moved it to, and we bought what was then a derelict house in Crewes Road, and I redesigned it and got a grant and did it up, and that's been quite successful, you know, still active. It's not as full as when I was involved. It's, students don't really want to be grouped together in closely in that way. They want to perhaps go in another house, and now there are all these very smart student flats that are popping up everywhere in Cardiff. So I was quite involved with that for some years. Have you heard of Carmel Housing?
Again, I heard of it.
Carmel Housing Association.
Yeah.
At the time, I was very involved with Penlan House, and there were probably 50 Jewish residents there with a long, long waiting list. And in fact, we were sort of converting. There were a lot of big corridors and things like that then, and I converted the end of corridors into rooms and things like that. But it reached a stage where there was still a very long waiting list. I, together with Harold Rubenstein, who was, funnily enough, a partner with Gerald Rapport, we came up with the idea of actually building on the site, you know, where it is, you know, in Penlan Road. But they didn't have any money to build, so I knew somebody in the Welsh office, and we discussed forming a housing association. And the idea was to create 10 small flats, which would be like stepping stone to go into the home. But it didn't work because the home committee then wanted it one way, and it really didn't work as it was intended. And eventually now another housing association has taken that over. I think there are 3 Jewish people in the flats now. But the intention really was that it was going to be part of the home. But now it's all knocked down in it. You know, it's very smart, very nice. But there are very few Jewish people now to go in there.
Yeah, yeah. So do you know much about the history of the home then?
I don't know a great deal before I was involved, which is going back quite a while now. But, you know, I know that it started off somewhere in Canton and then went to Penarth. But I think you'd have to ask others for more details on that.
But more recently, of course, it's changed hands, hasn't it?
Oh, it's not really. I don't know how. I think there are under 10 Jewish people in there. But it's now run totally by a non-Jewish housing association. They bought the site and knocked the building down and built very, you know, it's very nice. It had to be done, and I mean, it couldn't go on as it was for the number of Jewish people that are going to use it. And there are still Jewish people who are likely to end up there, but there can't be that many.